Good evening. My name is Melinda Papillo. I serve as a member of this community and as pastor. It is a pleasure to join in a Eucharist service with all of you. You need two things for worship this evening. One is this Living Body worship booklet, and then also the red hymnal. So we'll be directing you to which hymn numbers you need. A couple notes about the services. The hymn of praise is pretty repetitive, so just kind of be prepared for that. We'll be singing it a number of times, and I'm hoping that once you kind of get it, you can put your book down and just kind of enjoy the rhythm of that Cameroonian tune. For prayers of intercession, note that after each petition, I will be inviting people to pray. And just so you're kind of thinking about it ahead of time, for those of you for whom that's helpful, we're going to be praying for mentors and guides that we're thankful for, aspects of creation that we're thankful for. We'll be praying for leadership and for people that we wish to remember during this Thanksgiving holiday in particular, perhaps those that we've lost or those who are far away. So those are kind of the four categories, and there will be opportunity for you to speak those names out loud if you feel comfortable. Also, I wanted to do something kind of fun for communion in the themes of Thanksgiving, which is where we gather with family and friends to have a meal together, that our kitchen has taken the Eucharist loaf and divided it into seven and actually eight, so we have a little bit of extra. So you can kind of see that you're seated in sections. So this is a section here. This is a section here, and since this is a smaller group, if some of you on the back bench want to kind of scoot in with these guys, same, some of you may want to pull in here just to kind of even it out. But there's five sections on the main floor, and then there'll be two communion groups upstairs. And we've had folks that know what's up. There will be grape juice and wine and bread, and I forgot to remind about gluten-free wafers, but there will not be gluten-free wafers as well. So we're ready for all our needs. But just be prepared that you'll be kind of turning perhaps to a clump, circle, oval. This is not going to be a neat affair. Think of like a messy family meal when all your family and relatives come together. It tends to be a little bit chaotic. Don't let that make you anxious. It's part of the fun. So just be prepared that there'll be two stations up there and five down here, and there are folks that will be bringing the wine and bread to you. So with that, I invite us to a moment of quiet as we prepare our hearts and minds for worship. Our opening hymn is found in your Living Body Eucharist booklets. I invite you to stand for the singing.
Thank you.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who calls us into defiant hope, who guides us to life-giving springs, and who enlightens us with the spirit of wisdom. Amen. We continue with the hymn of praise found on page 875. I will sing it through first, but as you feel comfortable, please feel free to join me. Each half kind of repeats itself.
Praise the Lord, praise God's holy name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise God's holy name, hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord, praise God's holy name, hallelujah.
Let us pray. Magnificent God, loving parent, your generous goodness comes new to us every day. By the work of your Spirit, lead us to see your goodness, celebrate the blessings, and serve you by serving others and the world through Jesus Christ, who has done the same. Amen. You may be seated as we now hear from our Holy Scriptures.
The first reading is from Joel chapter 2. Do not fear, O soil, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. Do not fear, you animals of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness are green. The tree bears its fruit, the fig tree and vine give their full yield. O children of Zion, be glad and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given the early rain for your absolution. He has poured down for you abundant rain, the early and the later rain as before. The threshing floors shall be full of grain, the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I, the Lord, am your God. The second reading is from 1 Timothy chapter 2. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings and all who are in high positions, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity. This is right and is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the people.
Be God. Let us stand for the gospel This is the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 6th chapter. I forgot to mention there's some different responses in the liturgy. The Lord's Prayer is different too. I'll give you a heads up now. This is a reading from Matthew. Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body or what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will not God much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? Or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for these things. And indeed, your heavenly mother knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and God's righteousness. And all these things will be given to you as well. This is the Holy Gospel.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated. So how do you give thanks? And why do you give thanks? And what does giving thanks even look like? I have to say, I overheard someone recently talking about the practice of thank you notes. And I have to say, I was surprised and truly grateful. It was someone younger than me saying that they don't see the point of thank you notes. What? I thought to myself, speak your truth. Okay, here's the deal. I bear probably 11 years worth of guilt. I never did write thank you notes for our wedding. True story. My husband, I believe, did write and mail all the ones on his list. I have to say, I even addressed all the cards. I had them all addressed. That's the hard part. But I never actually wrote them and sent them. And I still feel kind of sick about it. To be fair, I've never been really good about thankful notes. And I want to be clear that I am thankful, okay? In case you know my grandparents or my aunts and uncles, please tell them. Very thankful for what they did. My friends, very thankful, but I've just struggled to write the things. And I've wondered, is it because it just takes so much time? But I think it's more than that, right? I think maybe it's because I really want to say something authentic and meaningful and personal and each and every one, and I just find that daunting, which is what was interesting about this person that I overheard. That's what they were saying, that they had received way too many thankful notes that frankly sound kind of canned. It was like it was something that somebody had to do, and the phrasing was just so general that you could have put anybody's name on the top of that card and it would have applied, right? Now, maybe my expectations of thank you note writing are a little too high. Having high expectations wouldn't be new for me. But I wonder, what does real, deep thankfulness look like? I mean, how do we embody that kind of sense of gratitude for one another? How do we embody thankfulness for the earth, for the creator of the universe, for Jesus, who we claim is our Savior, the one who has set us free? How do we embody thankfulness? I mean, what does that kind of really rich, deep thankfulness look like? And I will say that I think it looks like trust and awe. In our gospel, Jesus is on us, basically, about how we worry too much, right? You worry about the basic necessities, he's saying, food and clothing. Why do you worry so much? And we could add shelter and security to that list. We worry about our own place in the scheme of things. We wonder, will my needs be met? Will my preferences be honored? Will others, will even God care for me and give me what I need? This protective stance that's all too easy for us to enter into only leads us into deeper turmoil. When we wonder and worry, when we clamor after what we need, fear and anxiety get to rule our lives. So what if we were to stop? What if we could just stop all our worrying and trust for a minute? Trust for just a moment that what we need will indeed come. Because I believe by stopping and seeing and appreciating and trusting, we find ourselves in awe of the many ways that God does consistently provide for us. It's miraculous, really. If we pause and pay attention, I believe we fall headlong into gratitude, a deep, rich gratitude, time and again. But it also must be argued that we can also enter into gratitude intentionally, because there are days where I believe it is our calling even when we don't feel like it, right? Quite different from a form letter thank you note. I want us to think of it this way. This can be kind of a practice for us. Being thankful is not just one more thing that you add to your list of things that you do during the day. Like, oh, I'm going to do all these cool things, and oh, I'm going to stop and be thankful, right? That's another thing on the list. Instead, what if being thankful was kind of like this perpetual journey inward, where we really connect with our true identity as one blessed by the fullness of God's love, this sort of center place where we find our own deepest meaning. Richard Foster, in his book on prayer, says that he goes back to that center all the time, and that it's there that he experiences in his true sense of wonder at how deeply God loves him, that there's this thanksgiving and gratitude that kind of comes, and that he wonders at all the gifts that God graciously gives him. He says, I'm not trying to escape or retreat from the struggles and the hardships of modern life. Rather, I'm giving myself a point of reference from which to face those struggles and hardships. I believe that worry is an instrument of disruption, and gratitude grounds and centers us. So we deepen our practice of Thanksgiving now this evening by gathering around a different kind of table. We've had the most amazing sweet potatoes I think I have ever had. And I don't know what you guys did to those green beans, but oh my goodness, right? But now we gather around a different kind of table. Our Christian word for this meal that we call communion is Eucharist. And Eucharist is actually the Greek word for thanksgiving. And in Eucharist, Jesus takes bread and he gives thanks. There's that word, Eucharist. He takes wine and he gives thanks. Eucharist, this thanksgiving. And in doing so, he offers his whole self to us. Absolutely nothing is held back. Love literally pours out of him. And when you and I can trust that love, we find ourselves in awe of that relationship, and worry simply falls away. We find ourselves centered and grounded in gratitude, giving ourselves a point of reference from which we can face struggle and hardship day after day, because it will come. Now, I'm not trying to say this kind of gratitude is easy, because it totally isn't. And perhaps we need to force ourselves to write some thank you notes, right? Just to kind of learn the practice. And I believe that there are loved ones that want to know that we receive their gift. Just a little note. But it does take practice, and it takes intentionality. But I believe that once we get there, when we become filled with trust and awe, there really is nothing better than leading a life of thanksgiving. Amen. We join in singing hymn number 861. This may be a little bit new, so those of you with capacity to read musical notes, please sing loud and proud. There are 6 verses, and we won't be singing all of them. We'll be doing 1 and 2, 4 and 6. Got it? 1 and 2, 4 and 6. And it's hymn number 861. Let us stand. Disappeared. With the people of God gathered here and throughout the world, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and for all people in need. Let us pray. God of grace and glory, you provide teachers and heralds to live out your gospel throughout the world. We give you thanks for those who guide and inspire us in faith, that through their witness we now rejoice in your goodness. Who are the mentors and guides that you are thankful for? You are invited to speak the names simply, or perhaps groups of persons, and you don't need to have followed by a specific prayer response. So for who are the mentors and guides that you are thankful for? Sarah. John and Don. Ruth. God, you brought forth creation and filled it with plants and animals, seas and skies. We give you thanks for creation, for the usefulness and the wonder. What aspects of creation are you thankful for? Snow. Sunshine. Mountains. God, you desire that all shall have a peaceable life. We give you thanks for civil servants and volunteers, political and social leaders, and all people in authority. And we pray that they work for justice. Who in leadership do we pray for? Our board. You ground our lives in the love of Christ. We give you thanks that you protect travelers and those absent from us, and that you reveal yourself to us in our holiday celebrations. Reveal yourself also to those who spend this holiday alone. Who do you wish to remember in thanksgiving and in prayer? My mom and dad, Peter and Sarah, always. Ken and Kathy. Hear our prayers, spoken and silent, that we commend to you this day, trusting in your abundant mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Please let us take a moment to share a word of peace with one another. I may be terrible at thank you notes. I'm also terrible at some details. And one of the pieces I keep forgetting about is to find a new a conversation with the community so that we can have a new organization that we've been giving to. And I feel moved this evening. We've been giving to a wonderful organization, Kids in Need of Defense, for quite some time. And I think it's time for us to shift our focus. And I know there's been a ton of flooding in California. And if you give through the ELCA, 100% of that money goes towards those in need, and we can designate it specifically for those suffering from flooding in California. So if that's okay with the body, we're going to do offering, and there will be a basket on the fire ring on your way out, and you can, if you didn't bring money with you tonight, we can also make that head towards offering in the days that are ahead. So please know that will be happening. At this time, I invite you then to turn to the offering hymn. It is on the page in your booklets, like in the middle section where it says meal. Let us pray. Creator God, you made everything and you provide for every need. The bread we break and the wine we pour come from you. As we eat and drink with thanksgiving, fill us with your love and let that love flow through us to others. And join us with the saints before us in the holy boundless communion through Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite you to please stand. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to our most holy God. It is holy and good that we should in all things remember to give thanks. For this Jesus has given his life that we hunger no more, that we thirst no more, that all may feel welcomed to the banquet of life. And so with all the fullness of heaven and the bounty of the earth, we praise you, O God, and join in this unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna.
Which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks and he gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. It is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Our Savior taught us a prayer. There's a lovely version of it in your prayer booklets, but again, you are invited to pray however you feel most comfortable. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, our mother of new birth, let your name be holy. Your dominion come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. The dominion and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. So please just be prepared to kind of informally and stand in your place again in the sections and form just kind of a gathering. I will just, because the most awkward thing about this is sometimes you get served the bread and then with a mouthful of food, you have to be like, it's given for you. So here's my recommendation, and I'm going to stand this way. So you get the bread, you give to the person on your left, and then you hand the bread to the person on their right, and then you receive from them. Does that make sense? So give to your left, hand off, receive on your right, but the other way around. Got it? Okay. Now, there are some that prefer not to commune. That's okay. You're invited to remain seated. So if you would like to commune or if you would like a blessing, I invite you to please stand. And if you would just like a blessing, you can cross your hands like that or just don't offer them out as it comes around. And just make sure that somebody says, "We give God thanks for you," as a word of blessing within your group. And so there is wine in the larger vessel, grape juice in the smaller one. And I do want to say this, if there's anybody that's gluten-free in your group, please have them, and it will be by intinction. Okay, so take the bread and dip it in the wine or the juice. But have the gluten-free people go first, just so there aren't any bread contaminants in the juice or the wine. Okay? That's a lot to think about, but I trust you to figure it out. And again, the messier the better. That's what makes family gatherings fun. All right? These are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Please know that all are welcome to the tables that will gather in this room because Jesus is the host, and it is he who invites you to come. All right. Go for it. Have fun.
It's on the plate. It's on the plate right here. Body first. Okay, is anyone else? So, okay, having both is kind of awkward. So,
just put it back there, so that's going for you. Amen. Thank you. May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Sovereign God, in this meal, you give us a foretaste of the great feast to come. Keep us faithful to you that we, with everything you have created, may at length celebrate the greatest of feasts with Jesus Christ, who invites us all to come. Amen. Did you figure out I didn't account for the wine and the juice? I just accounted for the bread, and so we were talking with our mouthfuls anyway. It felt like family dinner, though, right? When you're so excited. Yeah, when you talk with your mouthful. All right. I invite us to join in singing our closing hymn. It's hymn number 881. Please stand. Surround you, the grace of Christ release you, the Holy Spirit be your guide and strength now and forevermore. Amen. Giving thanks in all things, go in peace to serve God and the fullness of creation. Thanks be to God.